The Newport Folk Festival was one of the blueprints for summer music festivals. It's underway this weekend in Newport, Rhode Island. This year's festival continues to redefine folk music. NPR's All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan is at Newport, along with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. They sent this snapshot.
I'm Bob Boylan, and having come to Newport for the past few years, the one thing I'm sure of, I can expect to be surprised. The festival started with a set from a Nigerian musician known as Naka.
When you hear this music, it's Afrobeat, it's hip-hop. There's an edge to it that's political, and it feels like a mission statement. It's saying, this is folk music too.
The other thing I love about this festival that's so different from other festivals is that musicians join each other on stage, so you get these impromptu performances. Last year, I remember the band Fleet Foxes joining Pete Seeger on stage.
Yeah, that happened yesterday with Andrew Bird, who's this skinny, brainy guy who plays the violin and whistles a lot. But then he brings on this band from Arizona called Calexico, and you wind up with these crazy cross-pollinations. Scythian Empire.
I love that moment with Andrew Bird and Calexico. It was really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it was. And another moment that struck me early in the day yesterday was a band called Oh Death.
Oh, yeah.
With an apostrophe like O'Brien or O'Malley. Their music felt like folk music, but it was punk. It was unhinged and manic and shirtless.
Yeah, and tattooed on that shirtless guy, right?
Very tattooed and shirtless.
Word handed down some sacred plane. Instilled by age, you've done to me.
Then the evening ended with a great singer-songwriter in the spirit of what most people might expect from Newport, John Prine. He's legendary, and he's back, and he's reaching a young audience these days thanks to a new tribute record.
Yeah, one of the singers on that record is a guy named Jim James, who showed up on stage and sang with John Prine.
Say you drive a Ford. You say you drive around the town till you just get bored. And then you change your mind. Something else to do.
Yeah, the last thing I'd expect is for a bunch of people to be up and dancing to this music, but there they were.
And today, we'll hear another powerful legend when Levon Helm closes out the festival. Levon was the drummer for the band, and he has an awful lot of admirers who are going to join him on stage. It's a chance for a whole lot more surprises.
I can't wait to hear him.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music.
And I'm Stephen Thompson.
I wish you love. I wish you happiness. I wish you love. I wish you happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. Good luck.
Bob, Stephen, and the rest of the NPR Music crew are webcasting live from Newport all day today, beginning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, there at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.